Chazar zeh khnesh bakh khat khoshag mi vam yhudem sagt yom daf sam khay. Mish ne sel vi oyda mer yhudem nish bakh adam yom sam shtalach. Frekt gemar, it makes sense that if the blood spills we have to let the azazel go die because the mitzvah was not done with the blood yet and therefore we have to bring new animals to do the mitzvahs with. However, if the azazel goat dies, why do we have to spill out the blood? Once the goyel chooses the azazel goat, the azazel process is no longer essential. So it's as if the mitzvah has already been done at that point. If so, why do we need to spill out the blood of the chatos? And for the Gemara in the Yeshiva Rabbiana, they said that the pasuk says Yomad Chai, which teaches that the azazel goat must remain alive until after the blood offerings of the chatos are done. Dr. Mara, Mishnah in Shkalim says, if the people of a city send their machzah shekel to the Beis HaMikdash with a messenger, and the messenger loses them, or loses the Shkalim, or they're stolen from him, in which case he has to swear as to what happened, and is then potter from having to pay for them, it's like this. If the money was already separated from the new machzah shekel by the Beis HaMikdash, this lost money is considered to belong to Hegdish, and the messenger therefore has to swear to the one in charge of Hegdish, to the Gizbar. If the new money was not yet separated, he must swear to the people of the city, in which case the people must then give a new machzah shekel. If the money is later found, the new money has to be given to Hegdish as well, but the people of the city may not credit that found money for their obligation of the following year. Rabbi Yehuda says that it may be credited for their obligation of the following year. Rava explained, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the obligations of this year may be used for next year. So Abaye asked, the Braisa says, if the par or the soyer of the Yom Kippur got lost, and the replacements were brought in, or if the seir avoy de zora were lost and the replacements were brought in, and the original animals are then found, Rabbi Yehuda says the original animals are all left to die. According to what Rava just said, Rabbi Yehuda should allow these animals to be brought next year. After the Gemara, Rava said that doesn't hold true for a carbon sibber, because it must be brought from the funds of that year. So the animals brought with this year's funds can't be saved for next year. For the Gemara, that answers for the goat. However, the pyre has to be purchased with the Kohen Gadol's funds, so why can't it be saved for next year? Gemara says, in truth, the pyre could be saved, but we say that it has to be left to die so that someone should not get confused and think that the goat can be saved for next year as well. For the Gemara, would we leave an animal to die just because of a concern that one would confuse the halacha of a different animal? And in addition, the halacha that the Kohen Sibir must be brought with the current year's money is itself only the Chatchila. So Reb Zeir said, we cannot save the goat for the next year because this year's goyrul designation cannot help for next year. In fact, why can't they save the goats for next year and make a new goyrul? So we don't do that. The Zeir, that people may think that the goyrul designation helps for the next year. In fact, that can explain the goat, but the pyre that's not decided by the goyrul should be saved for the next year. And for the Gemara, we don't save the pyre as a Zeir that we shouldn't come to save the goat. In fact, again, will we allow the pyre to die just because of Xera? And for the Gemara, the pyre is left to die as Xera for the case of when the Kohen Gadol dies in middle of the year. In which case, the pyre becomes a chatos shemesu baleo, in which case the animal has to be left to die as well. In fact, that would explain the pyre. However, the goat is a chatos of the tzibur, which would not be left to die. So what's the why over there do we not allow it? After Gemara, we allow the goat to die as a gzera for the case of the pyre. In fact, Gemara, will we allow the goat to die just because of the gzera for what may happen with the pyre? After Gemara, it's a gzera for the case of a chatos that's older than a year old, which would be possible because the chatos goat has to be within its first year. And therefore, we don't let it stay over because it may be more than a year old by next Yom Kippur. In fact, tomorrow it's more than just like Zera. By the next Yom Kippur, the Chatos goat will surely be more than a year old, and it's clearly going to be possible. Mara says the Braisa follows Rebbe, who says that a year, for this purpose of deciding how old the animal is, we use a 365-day year, the solar year. Therefore, it's possible that by the next Yom Kippur, which is 354 days away, the goat will still be less than 1 year old. In fact, Mara, this answers the case of the goat. However, the par does not need to be less than a year old, so what will we answer for the par? The Mara says we allow the par to die as Xera for the case of the goat. In fact, Mara, again, will we allow the par to die just because of Xera? Also, even the goat itself that is over a year is not left to die. It's left a year achi stoyev. You would let it to graze and get a mum. So we're going to let the par die, even though we would not have to even let the goat die itself, and even the whole par is only a gzeir for the goat. So rather, Rava said, the reason we let them die is because we're afraid that if they're saved until next year, there will be a takala, a mishap, brought about through them. Since these animals are fit to be offered, we're concerned that they will mistakenly be offered not in their proper time or manner. Mar says, we find that the concept of whether we must be concerned for takala is actually machloikis among Tanoim.